present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. Chairman this week, Humphrey Lyttelton.
Hello again. Well, this, for want of any mentionable description, is a panel game involving on one side John Cleese and Graham Garden. On the other side, Bill Oddie and Tim Brooke Taylor. Thank you. I have in one hand a sheaf of intellectual problems and a score sheet, and in the other a buzzer with which I shall vainly hope to control the proceedings. And here we have the first round in which the teams blend or insult, whichever way you look at it, the talents of Matt Munro and Percy Edwards, singing a duet as Animals, which I shall specify. I shall judge this round on intonation, expression, and diction. John Cleese and Graham Garden, you will please sing Whispering, that old signature tune of Roy Fox, which you no doubt recall, as a dog and a chicken. I had to stop that one before John Cleese bit a piece out of the microphone. Bill and Tim, your tune is Tiger Rag, to be sung, please, as Tiger? A duck and a sheep. Well, on mature consideration, I've awarded 2 marks to each team and 10 to Dave Lee. Here's where I tell you that at the very end of the program, the teams are going to be asked to announce people with silly names. And to give the players time to think them up now, I shall be announcing right now that the silly names have to be appropriate to late arrivals at the doctor's ball. So they can ponder on that if they have a moment's time. And we go on now to a variation on one of the problems which we've had in this program before now. And in this round, each team will be asked, instead of reading an excerpt from the classics, they'll be asked to sing one in operatic style. And for 1 point, the other team has to try to identify the major work from which this piece comes. And we're going to start once again with John and Graham. If you will launch yourselves now into an operatic version of your piece.
And John and Graham's piece is She Stoops to Conquer by Oliver Goldsmith.
I have sent it to the landlady to keep it for you.
To the landlady.
The landlady.
You did.
I did. To be answerable for its forthcoming, you know.
Yes, well, she'll bring it forth with a witness.
Wasn't I right? I believe you'll allow that I acted prudently upon this occasion.
Must I not see my uneasiness?
You seem a little disconcerted, though.
Where are you? Methinks.
Sure, nothing has happened.
No, nothing. Nothing was in better spirits in all my life. And so you left it with the landlady. The landlady. Who no doubt very readily undertook the
trouble. Rather too readily. She not only kept the casket, but through her great precaution, was going to keep the messenger too.
They're safe.
However, as a guinea in a miser's purse. Boom.
Well, I was expecting a duet. That turned out to be a trio there between John Cleese, Graham Garden, and Brenda Guthridge. And I mean, for one mark now, we ask the opposite team, Bilotti and Tim Brooke Taylor, to identify the work from which that came.
Hair?
I recognised the opera The Landlady, but I didn't get...
Yeah, right. Who wrote that? Puccini's Landlady?
There was a rather...
No. I think he wrote
all this
mother-in-law.
Stuff,
right?
Yeah. I would say it was Restoration.
Yes.
Aside from that, which was the clue, there was an aside.
Aside, yeah.
Now, it's up to Bill, who's got an English degree, to tell me one Restoration dramatist.
The Landlady. By Sheridan.
Yeah? Not Sheridan.
Not the Sheridan.
Not that Sheridan.
Not that one.
No. It's not another Sheridan, is it?
Five
a
seconds.
A bit of an old chestnut.
Can you come up with it in 5 seconds?
A bit of an old chestnut.
Old chestnut. Jack Conker! she stoops to
Conker.
The chestnut!
Yeah. She stoops to the chestnut.
Well, you got your one mark there with help, and now it's your turn, Tim and Bill, to come up with your operatic excerpt.
Tim and Bill's work is The Importance of Being Earnest by Oscar Wilde.
Where have you been since last Thursday?
In the country.
What on earth do you do there?
When one is in town, one amuses oneself. When one is in the country, one amuses other people. It's excessively boring.
And who are the people you amuse?
The people I amuse. Oh, neighbors,
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 neighbors.
They are the people you amuse.
Thank you, John and Graham. How about that?
The importance of being earnest.
Oh, yes. Oh.
Can you tell me which act?
Act one, scene one.
Is it?
Act one.
Yeah.
Act
yeah.
one.
Yeah. You've heard that opera before. Yeah.
You get your one mark for that. Level pegging at the moment. 3 marks each for each of the teams. And this is where we have the game Word for Word, in which I launch the teams on a succession of words, and they have to come up with words which have absolutely no connection. The other team can press their buzzers and challenge if they can prove to me a satisfactory connection between the words. I'm going to start now with Bill Oddie. And Bill, will you start with the word rocket?
Pimple. Yes?
Judo instructor.
John Cleese has a challenge.
Some judo instructors obviously will have pimples.
I would have said most, yes. One,
yes.
One mark to you for that. I uphold that challenge. And now, will you start?
I wouldn't say that about judo instructors. I'd say it about rather pathetic people, but...
Let's not go into a discussion, lengthy discussion on pimples.
They're tough and strong, John.
To overcome their phobias about pimples.
John and Graham, starting off with John, I want you to start with the word sturgeon.
Elm tree. Lobotomy.
As a challenge.
We've all heard of a tree sturgeon.
Never an elm tree, sir.
We most certainly have.
Elmer tree.
We certainly have heard of a tree.
Yeah, Bill, I'll give you one for ingenuity there, if not for spelling. Pembroke Taylor, will you start with the word badger?
Ice cream. Pickle. Bucket.
Oh.
Elephant.
Tim used to badger his mother for ice cream.
Yes. I think I'll allow that one too, John.
Wet.
It's obviously true. Yeah. And Graham Garden, will you start with the word chair?
Clock. Elf. Backsliding. Spoon. Bucket.
Belfast.
Curtain.
String.
Wallaby.
Greatness. Terpsichore.
Oil.
Randy.
Challenge there from Tim Brooke.
I'm sorry, it was getting interesting. Please let him carry on.
Could he go on?
It was happen time.
No, that was a very boring interruption about Terps and oil, so I'd rather they went on about Randy, please.
Yes.
Randy.
Can we have the rest of that?
Randy.
Carry
what
on with
you
doing
Turpentine? Randy. John Snag.
Randiest man I've ever met.
Objection there from Tim Brooke Taylor, which is disallowed on legal grounds.
Sorry, John, I said
Bill Oddie, will you start with the word idiot?
Oh, sorry.
Objection upheld. Objection upheld, and that scintillating round.
No!
He got the point!
Brings the score to Graham and John, 6, and Bill and Tim, 5.
Mm-hmm.
How exciting. Now we have... Now we have a musical round, which is the one in which I give each of the teams a subject on which, on this occasion, they have to improvise a 3-line blues, singing alternate lines, and this will be judged for appositeness and ethnic feel. And we're going to start, I think, on this occasion with John and Graham, and you're asked to sing a blues on the subject of Basin Street.
When I woke up this morning, I've been dreaming about Basin Street.
Oh, yeah. Only because I had such a terrible pain.
Where do you have the pain, baby?
In my feet.
Yeah.
Right there in my feet. Yes, sir.
So I rub in some implication
to stop my feet from hurting.
That's sweet.
David Hatch.
I'll reserve my decision on that until I've heard Bill and Tim singing their blues on the subject of mothers-in-law.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, baby, you tell me about mother-in-law.
I'll tell you about my mother-in-law.
You tell
him. Ah, yeah, baby.
You don't tell me about mother-in-law,
Dad. I woke up one morning. Mother-in-law can't see me.
Whoa! That's bad enough. Yeah, I woke up one morning, that's why I got a blue. Well, I wouldn't say my mother-in-law was ugly.
But
she's got a face like $1 million.
Oh, green and crinkly.
Another round of those coming up, and we'd like one from you, John and Graham, on the subject of brain surgery.
Well, I woke up this morning thinking about brain surgery.
I just lay there in my bed thinking about brain surgery. Yes, sirree.
Well, I don't know what to make of it.
That I so laugh when I puts my head in the electroencephalograph.
And one from Bill and Tim, please, on the boat race.
All right, it's called a boat race blue. Everybody join in the chorus for me. Make a nice easy rhyme, Dad. Well, I woke up this morning. 10 o'clock, I had a smile on my face. Yes, I did. That's my mother. Here's a novelty. You woke up this morning.
I woke up.
I did too. And I went down to see the boat race.
Oh, that's convenient. That's what we're singing about.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I picked up an oar.
And took her back. And took her back to my place.
These are fictional stories.
A round which puts Tim and Bill in the lead with 12 against John and Graham's 11. Now there's a round coming up now, which I call, for want of a better name, Come Back Mantovani, All Is Forgiven. This is where I'm going to ask each team to come in turn to the centre of the stage and to play a duet on the violin and the Swanee whistle. And we have the loan of a Stradivarius from the BBC for this purpose. And the object of this game is that I have to guess or otherwise find out what particular tune they're playing. First up, I think, we'll have John and Graham. Have you started yet?
It's finished.
That was the second movement of a piece called Silent Night, and I wish it was, right?
Oh, yeah. Very good.
I'm going to give them two marks for making that recognizable.
Two strings on it. Good God.
Well, he's bust one. There were three when we started.
Can't be expected to play with two strings. No.
Bill Oddie and Tim Brooke-Taylor.
One, two, three, four.
Thank you, Stefan Grappelli. I'm a bit dubious about this one. I've got to put down one or two selections. No, don't do it again, please. Nola?
No.
No marks.
Beethoven's Pastoral? Mersey Doats?
Closer.
I still can't get it.
It was actually
the Beatles.
The Beatles from me to you.
And you can keep it. Right, well, that puts John and Graham now in the lead, 13 to Tim and Bill's 12. Mm. And we hurry on to the round of impersonations. in which one member from each team is asked to impersonate a well-known person, impersonating another well-known person, reciting a nursery rhyme. We're going to start this occasion with John Cleese, who's going to be asked to impersonate Jimmy Clitheroe, impersonating Alan Wicker, reciting 4 and 20 Blackbirds.
Hello, fish feet.
Just tuning up. Sing a song of sixpence, a pocket full of what? Rye, bourbon, champagne. Who would have expected to find here in this Caribbean island four, not four, but 4 and 20 blackbirds baked in a pie?
Hello, fish face!
Go away. And when the pie was opened, the local parliament was quite surprised to discover that the birds began to sing.
Hello, fish face! Hello, fish face! Hello, fish face!
On and on and on. Thank you, and good night.
Well, on audience reaction, I think you get a couple of marks for that one. This is where we ask Tim Brooke Taylor now to do his impersonation of Lady Bracknell. Impersonating Long John Silver. Reciting Rider Cock Horse.
Oh, dear. Easy. Easy.
After you, John. thank you, ma'am. Ride a cart horse to Bembury Cross, and I'm very cross in a moment.
To see a fine lady upon a white horse, she'll have something on her fingers and something on her toes,
and she shall have music wherever she goes and I go.
Thank you.
Still gives me pleasure.
Well, I can hardly bring myself to say it, so great is the excitement, but that round puts John and Graham in the lead with 15 against 14 from Tim and Bill. And we come to a round which is called a singing relay. One player of each team starts off a song, and he and his partner must sing a duet, but each one singing alternate words. Any player who falters or messes up the game is banished from the BBC for life. And not only that, but 108 points go to the other side. Or two, whichever is the greater. We're going to start now, if we may, with John and Graham singing your alternating version of Show Me the Way to Go Home.
How apt.
Show me the way to go home. I'm tired and I want to go to bed. I had a little drink about an hour ago, and it's gone right to my head. Wherever I may roam.
I'll give you 6 out of 108 for that. Bill and Tim, you're going to be asked to sing your alternating version of the Woodpecker song.
Ha, 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 ha. That's the Woody Woodpecker song. Ha, 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 ha.
Appalling! God!
Well, you didn't get as far as the others. You can
singing the regain, same song.
You can regain some marks if you can manage to sing that one at twice the tempo.
Ha, ha, ha.
Bill Oddie and the late Timbrook Taylor. Surprisingly enough, putting themselves in the lead there with a score of 22 over John and Graham's 21. You have a chance now to make up the score, because this is where we come to the time when I ask the teams in turn to announce the late arrivals at the Doctor's Ball. We'll start on this occasion with your team, Tim Brooke Taylor and Bill Oddie. Away you go.
Introducing the first visitor to the medical ball. And I wish I were dead already. Mr. and Mrs. Aesthetic. And their daughter, Annie Aesthetic.
How about pathetic?
John, please.
Pathetic.
Mr. and Mrs. Dinderhead and their son, Carl Dinderhead.
The next arrival at the Doctor's Ball, from the north of England, with a northern accent, Uncle Biotic and Antibiotic.
Graham?
Mr. and Mrs. Ake and their son, Tommy Ake.
And a late arrival, Mr. and Mrs. Sillin and their daughter, Penelope.
Penelope. You're familiar. Penny.
Any advance on Penelope Sillin?
Mr. and Mrs. Owen Agnosis. And their son, Emrys Agnosis. Closely followed by a couple from Africa. Except that their son's been anglicised a bit, educated at Oxford. Mr. and Mrs. Nicological Ward and their son, Guy Nicological Ward.
This is where
and
I
also,
have
to... from last week, Farmer Giles and his chicken pox.
Score at the
Mr.
moment.
Mr. and Mrs. Aritus and their son.
A very popular lad.
Everyone knows him.
Don't stop, we've got plenty of time. This is where the score is.
And finally, Mr. and Mrs. Fischl Limb and their son, Artie Fischl Leg.
Which brings the score.
Mr. Mr. and Mrs. Kitus and their son, Brian Kitus.
To a win for John Cleese and Graham Garden. With a 32 1/16. Over Tim and Bill with a score of 33. And now, and you can work that one out. It's time for me to say that it's the end of our session for tonight. And on behalf of our musical accompanist, David Lee. John Cleese and Graham Garden. Tim Brooke Taylor and Bill Oddie. And me.
Geographer and their son Raymond.
I like that.
And me, Humphrey, I'm now going on a 6-month holiday, Littleton. Goodbye now.
Once more, Humphrey Littleton says goodbye on behalf of Tim Brooke Taylor, John Cleese, Graham Garden, and Bill Oddie. Dave Lee was at the piano, and the producer was John Castles.